You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's a bluish gown that is about that mechaper the sin after slandering. So then he says, Pirosho Betocho. So we have a direction how is being sewed, the tailoring. And then he says, Lo Yigarea. So they have a hem. Double-edged sewing. So here the puzzling matter here is we have a forbidden act that Kohen and Kohen Gadol, their clothing has to be proper. So that means they cannot do their service with the torn clothing. So that goes without saying. So the wondering matter here is why is it emphasized here? It has to be like a type of tailoring that has to be safe and secure and permanent. They would not tear. You understand?
Around the neck.
Right. Yeah, it has to be right. So why is it emphasized? So now, here in Fashion Explain, actually, this has nothing to do with the tailoring process. Because the point here, the Tosafot Shah is trying to direct us that this matter that is trying to be atoned, that is slandering, what's the remedy for it? Sorry?
Close the mouth. Keep your mouth closed. Double.
Well, it says, Pi Rosho Betocho. What does it say? Pi, that means mouth? Okay. What does it mean? Well, the mouth should be what? Mouth should be in the head. Mouth? I think mouth is in the head. In a head area.
Keep the mouth to yourself. Betocho, right?
Pi, Rosho, Betocho. Yeah, you can learn it that way. What does Rosh means?
Head.
Oh, Rosh means head. Right, you know. See, sometimes people, they have a type of discussion, and then, the next day, he says, I'm sorry, my head was not there. They say such a thing?
Yeah.
Where was it? Palm Spring. Where was the head?
Another world was dreaming.
They weren't fully engaged in that conversation, using or thinking as their thought. They've abandoned thinking.
Or maybe, yeah, you're right, but maybe the head was very personalized, maybe. Could be. Like selfish.
Yeah, my head wasn't there.
Go to the doctor, God forbid, I'm somebody, God not him. So the, what type of opinion he gives you?
Proficient.
Understand, but does he mix your opinion with his?
No.
So that means he's very strictly uses his head. He doesn't take your head. So you say, I'm okay. So no, the result is not so, right?
Mm-hmm. He's objective.
Objective, yeah, very nice. So here he says, Pi Rosho Betocho. So that means I was objective when I spoke. Yeah. I spoke to my benefit.
Subjective.
Subjective.
My
Yeah, my own. Yeah. So now here, the Torah comes and says that that's a big problem, right? Because your rosh, it was not betocho. It was atzat the toch. So that means when you feel very liberated, it's called, that you speak and you think you have a right to do, and many, that's why he says, you know, I have to. It's not only that, it's a mitzvah to tell you, to inform you. So then that's what the problem comes about. So he says, lo yikareya. So that means your pee, first of all, the head was not in it. And then you spoke. And then you realize when, you know, your pee came back to the place. So, ay, ay, ay. And then he wants to say a very interesting point. He says, till you don't speak, you have position of your word. But when you bring it out of your mouth, then he has the control over you. And there is no white out for whatever that comes out of your mouth. There's nothing to erase it. Lolmei out, it's very interesting, you know, when people go out and then they get married. After 30 years, she says, you told me this. But wasn't 30 years. He said, you remember, you know, you told me this. 30 years. He said, I don't remember what I ate last night. He said, she remembers 30 years. What you told me?
Why is it like this?
Huh?
Why is it like this?
Yeah.
Question. Since the mouth is a connection between.
Sorry?
Since the mouth is a connection between the neshama and the body, why isn't there a white out for it? If anything, you need the teshuvah for that. Peace more than anything else.
Yeah, that's a very beautiful question, and the answer here is, well, you realize what speaking is all about, so then it might, you know, it just blows your head away, because the privilege that we are able to speak, because Hashem gave His essence to us. So Adam HaRishon was injected, as it says, Ruach Memalela, that he gave the force through his
glory.
That's how he starts speaking. So that means when you speak, you're using something that belongs to Hashem. So that means you cannot erase something that belongs to Hashem.
Wow.
How can you erase it? It belongs to Hashem. Chas v'shalom, can you, no, you cannot even say such a thing. So if it's part of Hashem, it's the essence of Ibn Sholam, so when you, that's why that's such a power it has, that he can change things in Shamayim, decrees, you know, open, you know, Sha'arim, close Sha'arim. Why? Because that's what the power it has. The question that is brought, so now, if Hashem wants me to speak, give the force through my mouth. I mean, how do you eat? Where do you put the food?
Well.
Ears? Nose? If I'm supposed to speak, so give it to me through my mouth. So I give it through my nose. But nose has nothing to do with speaking. People, they don't move their nose to speak. No? So why give it through my nose? Give it through to my mouth. Kala Kadosh. It's unbelievable, unbelievable insight that it could change your life, especially Yom HaShishi. It can be totally, totally 180, 1,800 degree different human being. And it is, Rono Shalom is teaching us, you have to know if Chas V'Shalom, you know, people, they use this tank to be able to breathe. There's no oxygen. So now, if you out of breath and you cannot breathe, what's going to happen to you? Huh? What's going to happen?
Finish.
That's it. So Ribono shel Olam is telling us, I gave you the sound system through your nose. Why? For you to know the same aspect that oxygen is crucial for you to stay alive and to breathe, the speaking exactly like breathing. Unless it would give it to him through my mouth. So you say, you know, I go on a diet, I don't eat. So okay, speaking is like that. You say, no. Speaking is like breathing. The way you breathe, that's how you speak. So that means the same way, if you're short of breath, then you can go up the stairs, you can, chas v'shalom, you know, faint. In the same aspect, breathing is not just words comes out of your mouth. Breathing is speaking. Speaking is like a breathing. You cannot erase it. Why? Because the essence of it, we're going to show aloud. He gave it to us. It's his. It's part of his. How can you erase chas v'shalom part of the Ribono shel Olam? And not only that, every word that comes in your mouth brings life to other people, or chas v'shalom the other way around. It's like you're passing oxygen or carbon. Like, you know, people, they want to get a tag on their car. What do they know? They smart device, a smart check, yeah? Speaking, you have to make sure you don't have any smog. You need a smog check for breathing. It's exactly the same way. Put your head in there. Put your head in there. So that means before a word comes out of your mouth, you have to perch on a kodesh, is to say, to chew it. And say, no, I'll eat it myself. Don't give it to anybody else. You have to taste every word that's going to come out of your mouth. Can you escape? To pass the smart test. Is that a shame? Can you escape Yeshua?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.